This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now we talk to our friend Chris Mack, who we love oh so much. Who is apparently cutting the grass at Pirate City right now. I hear that in the background. Oh, man, the guys are getting the
sounds
ready.
Like baseball.
Yeah, it does.
Sort of.
It definitely does. Take us inside what's happening right now. Is Bob Nutting and Neil Huntington, are they meeting with the team right now, Chris?
Bob and Clint are right now. Neil was not scheduled on the agenda, at least according to the schedule that was posted. So that's that. The whole team in the cafeteria right now getting the Bob and Clint speech.
Did the Pirates grossly misjudge Josh Harrison's comments, anticipating that he might go ahead and say this? Should they have had a better temperature of his stance before letting him kind of get in front of the reporters?
I think they probably had an idea of what, at least Huntington says he had an idea, and Hurdle said he had an idea of what of how Harrison and Freeze felt, and it's no different than the conversations they had over the offseason. I do think there's a certain level of tone deafness that exists at this point for Neil Huntington to walk out there yesterday in front of us and say, well, we know what was said publicly, but, you know, we have to stay on message with the guys, make sure they understand what's being talked about in the media and, you know, how you – he didn't use the word spin, but he basically said, well, you know – the way you guys talk about it in the media is different than what they say to us. And my only thought is, well, maybe that's for a reason. Maybe the conversations behind closed doors that these players have with Neil and Clint and whoever else are different than the ones they're having with us because, frankly, they feel like it's not going to be heard anyway, if that's really the case.
You know, Craig, I know this is a few days old, Chris, but it's still when you go through the David Freeze thing and you listen to it, and this isn't us writing down, interpreting what he said. This is him actually saying it. What was the main?
Sorry to interrupt, Jim, but David Freeze could have none of us could have asked any questions. We could have just stood there with microphones and cameras and David Freeze would have talked for 20 minutes anyway. And the same thing goes for Josh yesterday. These guys had things they wanted to get off their chest.
But he was, I loved it. I mean, it was great. We played as much of it as we could on our show because it came in toward the end of it on Friday. But what did you make of it? Because he was all over the map, and you couldn't be sure, is he blaming ownership? Is he blaming the front office? Is he blaming his teammates? It sounds like he got everybody.
And I think that's kind of the takeaway from it, Jim, is that it was organizationally from the top down, and I think Josh used that phrase yesterday, from the top down or bottom up, whatever it is. It's an entire organizational failure the last 2 years, and that includes, they both discussed, Adam Frazier, I talked to him the other day, he talked about how they didn't feel like they were a unit, like a team last year. They weren't as one, as he put it. I think it begins up top. It filters down to the guys in the clubhouse. And I think that creates the atmosphere that you have. I do think, though, to an extent that now that these guys have talked and a full squad workout today, that the scab has been ripped off a little bit, or the Band-Aid's been ripped off and they could let it scab over and get to the business of baseball. I don't know. If Bob Nutting decides to speak to us this week, then maybe that'll just rip the scab right back off for fans.
Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. And we talked to Chris Mack on that Fan Hotline right now. To revisit a couple more things from the player speaking over the weekend, I took from Frazier, at least to me, I could be dead wrong, that he was insinuating that Cole and or Andrew McCutchen isolated themselves and acted independently.
Yeah, I've kind of gotten Yeah, absolutely. I've gotten that kind of feel talking to multiple people over the last week that whatever was going on last year with McCutchen specifically, because the trade rumors were, had happened over the previous offseason, and everybody, I don't want to say saw the writing on the wall with Cole, but they could see that that was going to happen eventually as well, that it did kind of sour the atmosphere to an extent in the clubhouse. And that's on those guys as well as the rest of the players in the clubhouse. But you definitely got to feel that now that those things are done and over with, that perhaps the tone has changed a little bit, and some guys feel like they can get back to thinking about baseball more than when they or their friends may get traded.
So they can save this in your eyes. This can turn into a positive?
I think it really depends on how they play the first 3 months of the season. If we get to late June, early July, and they're 10, 12, 15 games out, and there's no hope, and Josh Harrison's getting traded, and I don't know, maybe a David Freese and Sean Rodriguez and any other veteran they can find that isn't nailed down gets traded too, because whether Neil likes it or not, this is a rebuild, then I think that could, you know, that could sour the atmosphere a bit again. But if for some reason they're within shouting distance of this thing and they don't significantly change the makeup of the club in the middle of the season, then yeah, I think some of it could be behind them.
Chris, do you think that now Bob Nutting is addressing the team today, or at least he's scheduled to, so assuming that he does, do you think that any of the guys, like the guys that have spoken out, David Freese, Josh Harrison, maybe, you know, some of the other guys, this is their chance to actually ask him questions. Do you think anybody will?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I've never been privy to what the atmosphere is like in the room when Bob Nutting speaks to the team. And I'll, you know, it's a good question. Thank you for giving me a question to ask after workouts are over, Jim. But it's a good question to ask the guys in the room afterwards. Was it a simple address from Nutting and Hurdle to the players? Or was it a chance for the players to actually ask the owner and the manager about the direction of the franchise overall and the team specifically this year? That's a good question.
Will people, and we're talking to Chris Mack here, and you can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You know what this feels like for me, Chris? This feels almost like Pitt basketball, in that people won't talk about the wins and the losses or an individual stretch or a series in the Pirates' case. It'll always be a referendum throughout the course of this whole season on how much money they spent and where they are front office-wise. And it feels like that's going to continue all summer with this team.
I mean, that's what happens when you trade the two best players on the team, though.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that seems like that. I've resigned myself to the fact that that's going to be the talking point all summer, and it's not going to be about individual games or series.
Well, and you know what? For people that want to make it about that, you know, I grant them that. I mean, they can be upset if they want. I think, you know, there are guys in the clubhouse that would feel the same way until games actually begin and they've got to focus on day-to-day baseball tasks. So I get that. I also get the perspective of once the baseball begins, let's talk about baseball. But, you know, it's for fans that feel betrayed somehow. It's hard to focus on baseball when two of your favorite baseball players just got shipped out and you feel like the focus isn't on winning, and the players are even saying that it feels like the focus isn't on winning.
Well, and also the players that are saying it are guys that also should maybe not be in that locker room. This all could have been avoided too if Huntington and obviously the Pirate brass agreed that this is rebuilding. They chose the word kind of retooling and we're going to compete. If they didn't and they committed full on, maybe we would be talking about, all right, the young crop coming up, who's the next face, and to see how they rally together.
Yeah, there's still a lot of young talent that will get a chance to see this year. And again, if they're out of it by late June, early July, and in a sell mode at the trade deadline, yeah, you could see some of these other guys get dealt out. I think it sounded to me, from what Neil said yesterday, like they approached the veterans in the offseason, some of them anyway. It doesn't sound like they explained it very clearly to Josh, but they approached some of the veterans in the offseason and explained the direction they were headed in once the trades went down, and that some of the veterans, whether it be Rodriguez, Freese, Cervelli, expressed a desire to stay here and to not be jettisoned. So if that is in fact the case, then I would think that there are some veterans here that are ready to embrace the role of mentor or, you know, in Freeze's case, perhaps part-time player, and they'll go about that business. But yeah, again, if it gets to July and they're in sell mode, then all those guys could be gone.
Well, Chris, the big news of the day, of course, beyond this, all this meeting stuff, more talking, is Joe Musgrove. He comes over for Garrett Cole and then can't throw batting practice yesterday, live BP, because his shoulder hurts. What's going on there?
Just a little right shoulder discomfort. They're buzzword for when somebody is not feeling so hot. Musgrove, to his credit, said it doesn't feel like it's a big deal. Doesn't think it'll keep him away from his next bullpen session, which would be tomorrow, I believe. So, yeah, he downplayed it, and it doesn't sound like it's a major deal. Of course, nothing's made to sound like a major injury in late February. The other one that I think is interesting is Daniel Hudson still hasn't pitched in a bullpen. He twisted his right ankle on Wednesday or Thursday, jogging, stepped on a curb awkwardly, and has not pitched.
Jason Rogers twisted his right ankle all the way to Japan last year. Well, he did. I'm not making it up.
No, I know.
That happened. Any word from the national media that you bump into and the guys making the rounds, because that happens, people make all those training camp rounds or spring training rounds, about what's going on across the street at IMG?
No, it is deadly silent. Nothing is getting out of there. I don't know if Scott Boras has everyone on lockdown or how it's going, but yeah, it's quiet over there. Even the IMG people that we know down here haven't really had anything to say about what it looks like, but it doesn't seem like teams are in a very big hurry other than the Padres making a move yesterday to get guys out of there.
Well, getting things on, you know, going in the right direction, someone's going to have to get McCutcheon numbers with 28 home runs, 88 RBIs. Marte, Polanco, they all had good years before. What are the chances of them having bounce back years? They want to do it. They're saying all the right things. Do you believe in that?
I think they can bounce back somewhat. I think, you know, they both have the capability of being keystone players, but the one I always look at, because he just seems to have the entire package of offense, he's figured out the defense to an extent, and he walks around the room like a leader, for lack of a better way to describe it, is Josh Bell. I mean, Josh Bell's going to be the future face of this franchise. Marte and Polanco are going to have their moments, I think. They're also going to have their moments where they look disengaged or disinterested, because that just seems to be their personalities. But Josh Bell is the guy that I look at and say, yeah, this guy gets it. This guy, you know, they talk about the league punching back. That's a phrase Clint likes to use all the time. I could see Josh Bell getting even better this year. He may have struggles, but, I mean, he looks like the total package.
Chris Mack, the total package, speaking of. Thank you so very much, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
All right. Hi, Chris. Good stuff from Chris Mack.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.